Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name, thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with the Word of God. It's another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. We're glad to be with you today. We are going to talk about judgment, how it must begin in God's house. We know this is a new calendar year for so many that hear this broadcast. You're in the new year. But in God, it's just another day. More importantly, it's the Sabbath, the day of rest. We want to talk about judgment. Before we get into that thought, you want to hear this number our Deacon Dale wrote? Pleasing the Lord. Thank God. Please God. These announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at Area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. I want you to call us. Let us know how you just love this broadcast. How you just love hearing God's word. We are God's people, wherever you may be. If you don't know this, you are God's people if you're keeping God's word.
Yes.
And if you're keeping God's word, you're saved.
Yes. Thank God.
That's true.
We were called Christians at Antioch.
Yes.
Followers of Christ. But God called us sanctified.
Yes.
Because he sanctified us.
Yes.
We are God's people, Israel. That's who we are.
Yes.
Israel of the Spirit. We do worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
His word is truth.
Yes, it is.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What are they talking about? Keep therefore and do what? Second verse says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. God's word was commanded for his people to do. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. This is what God say. And I believe he is the Lord and he changes not. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 17. Here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we don't make New Year's resolutions. And when you hear this broadcast, we don't sound like a game show. Boom, boom, boom. Letting you know all the particularly what's going to come on in the broadcast. Some of these broadcasts sound like game shows. And the word of God is spoken so lightly. God commanded his word. We're a voice crying in the wilderness. Make straight the paths of the Lord. Make straight. God's way is strict and is straight. And you don't just pick and choose what you want to do when you serve the Lord. Thank God we were under all the gods that have come and gone and they started back up again, beginning ringing in the new year with a new God. New Year's, it's a new God. Starts it off, big bang. And from this point on, gods come. And people bow down and serve that God. And when you look at all the pictures that have ever been made, every God that's been served, there's always a sacrifice. They got that from the God of gods. Blood sacrifices, and there's human sacrifices. Well, God wants us to sacrifice ourselves, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's a God above all gods. I don't know of any other God claiming the origin of creation. God laid it out for us. What other God you know that can tell you how you got here?
All right.
And how this earth came about? What other God is claiming that knowledge?
All right.
And what ambassador for that God is claiming the knowledge?
All right.
Moses did.
Yes.
God gave it to Moses. He's a God above all gods.
Yes, he is.
What other God that is claiming to be God in the earth have claimed to create and let that which he created destroy him because he loved them so much?
Yes.
He's a God above all gods.
Yes, he is.
Our God.
Yes,
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes. That beautiful.
Yes. Whatever they claim out here.
Yes.
What God have a resume like our God is?
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Love it, Pastor. Love it.
Now, 1 Peter 4 and 17 says what, evangelist?
For the time is come.
Time has come. What?
That judgment must begin at the house of God.
So whatever judgment might be in the earth, it begins in God's house. Whatever nation, whatever God have proclaimed any laws as great as the Ten Commandments? What God have any rules as great as his word? There's no other. He's a God above gods. He's a King of kings. He's Lord of lords. Isn't that beautiful? And time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. But how can it begin when these jackleg preachers tell the people, you can't judge anybody. We don't even judge nobody. Then you just sit down somewhere and get out of God's house.
That's right.
Whatever it's called, God's house, because judgment begins here.
Yes.
And it's not you and I that should judge. It's God that do the judgment. Yes. But you cannot bring forth judgment if you don't know God. It must begin at the house of God. What?
And if it first begin at us.
What?
What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
And what about those that don't obey the gospel? Now the devil has tied the hands of all of those that say they're in God's house because they don't even know what the gospel is.
All right.
So many so-called Christians feel and think the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or the account of the Son being crucified. That's not the gospel.
All right.
The gospel began with God in the garden.
Yes.
The gospel is God's word.
Yes.
That's what the scripture says. So if you're not preaching God's word, you're not preaching the gospel.
That's right.
And it must begin in God's house. And the gospel brings judgment.
Yes.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Now the righteous are scarce in the earth. That's why in the days of Noah, 8 souls were saved, because the righteous are scarce. Scarcely be saved. What?
Where shall the ungodly.
Now you got those that say they're called by his name. That's the ungodly. Because they should have God, but they have a form of God. And they're ungodly. What?
And the sinner appear.
And then there's the rank sinner. What?
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God.
What?
Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing.
So it's about those that are suffering according to his will. But how can you suffer according to his will if the preacher's telling you you can't keep God's commandments, which is saying you cannot keep God's word? Let's go to St. John 12 and 47. Judgment must begin at the house of God. But how can it begin there if the people don't even know what the gospel
all
is?
Right.
Don't even know what the gospel is. The gospel is God's word. And so many is upset with our broadcast because we're bringing you the words of God. Because that's what's judging you, not I.
All right.
Not we. And not anyone that God sends. We're only bringing forth God's word, which is judgment.
Yes.
St. John 12 and 47, what does it say?
And if any man hear my words.
Now here's the Lord talking. Now, if any man hear my words.
And believe not.
And you don't believe the one that God sent. The words they speak. What?
I judge him not.
They judge you not. I judge you not. And the Lord is saying, I judge not.
All right.
I judge him not. What?
For I came not to judge the world.
What?
But to save
the
world.
We're on this broadcast not to bang the preachers, but we're banging their doctrine.
Yes.
And the junk they bring because they don't know God.
Yes.
And they're bringing false teaching.
Yes.
But we're not here to condemn the world.
All right.
We're here that the world through the word may be saved. What?
Yes. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words.
What?
Hath one that judges him.
So it's the same thing. Whoever God sends, it's not them that one should be rejecting. And it's not. It's the words they bring.
All right.
It's what brings forth rejection.
All right.
Or maybe you're rejecting the one that God sent because you don't like the way they bring what they're bringing. Because we're not bringing you this word in a game show form or in a way to make you feel good. But we're bringing you what thus saith the Lord to stir up your pure mind, yes, if you have a pure mind, to stir you up that you might repent,
yes,
and give God what he wants. If you say you live for God or want to live for God, read.
The word that I have spoken.
Listen, the word, that's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. The word
that I have spoken.
What?
The same shall judge him in the last day.
So it's not about rejecting him or his words. It's going to judge you in the last day. What?
For I have not spoken of myself.
Everything Jesus brought was not about the flesh. It was about God.
Yes.
It was about his word.
Mm-hmm.
He had not spoken of himself. What?
But the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment.
Now everyone that God sends is given the commandment.
Yes.
What?
What I should say and what I should speak.
What?
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Life everlasting what?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 3.
Okay.
Judgment begins in the house of God, and judgment cannot begin if you don't have the true word of God.
Yes.
And if you omit any one of God's precepts, you don't have the word of God.
That's right.
You have God in bits and in parts. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Now we here, 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're bringing you the commandments of God because it's God's word. And the word is the gospel. The word is not, or the gospel is not, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel is the spelling out of God's word. It's the 10 precepts. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them
that are lost.
Now read the first verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
We've received this ministry, preaching God's word, which is the 10 precepts. And we have received mercy because in God's word it says, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't faint. We tire not of bringing you the truth. Read.
But have renounced.
What?
The hidden things of dishonesty.
What?
Not walking in craftiness.
We don't walk in craftiness. Right. What?
Nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
It's deceitful to handle the word of God when knowledge comes, but you want to stick to the old way that is in error. For gain. Because if you tell the truth, you'll find not many love God or want to serve God. But what?
But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
What?
In the sight of God.
But what?
But if our gospel.
If our gospel be hid.
It is hid to them that are lost.
Now let's talk about those that are lost. Matthews. Let's go to Matthews 18 and 11. So many are lost, and it's those, you might say, some seeking God, but not able to pay the price.
All right.
But yet they want to hold on and say they're serving God and realize they're not paying the price. They're not serving God, and the gospel is hid to them. And and they can't serve God because they will not humble down to the truth. Matthew's 18:11 will show you what you got to do in order to accept God's word. What?
For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
Now, it's those that say they're called by God's name, it's the church world which would appear to desire to live for God, strive to live for God. God's not coming after the rank sinner that enjoys sinning. He's coming for those that are seeking him, lost in this world, have a desire, possibly, when they hear the word, to live for him. These are the ones he's coming for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To seek that.
To save that
to
which
save
was lost.
That which is lost. Mm-hmm. Now, read the second verse. What does it say?
22nd?
The second verse. Mm-hmm. 18 and 2.
And Jesus called a little child unto him.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. And this is judgment, because you must judge what God is saying and bring it to the people. Called a little child unto him and what?
And set him in the midst of them.
What did he say?
And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted.
So there is no other condition here, except ye be converted. Other way, be turned around. Change your life. What?
And become as little children.
So we have to become little children again.
Yes.
Because when we were children, we followed our parents.
Yes.
And we obeyed rules and regulations of the house.
Yes.
Become as the little children, ye shall not.
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Wait a minute, this case is different. You're going to enter in because you mean well. No. If you don't humble down to God's word and to what God is calling for, ye shall not enter. And this is why so many seek and they're not able. Because they come to God's word and they want to tell you what they think God's word means. That's why he sent the preacher that he sends. That you might understand what is required of thee. As the scripture says, now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Become as little children.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall not enter into the kingdom
of heaven.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 2.
All right.
And this is why the gospel is hid from so many, because when they come to God, they want to eat their own bread, wear their own apparel. They got their own doctrine, their own idea of what pleases God.
Yes.
Well, I believe because it's in my heart. I don't have to do this. I don't have to come every service. God knows my heart. Well, so does the preacher that God sends.
All right.
Because if you're not like a child, you're not getting in there. If you don't humble down to God's word, you're not getting into the kingdom. And you don't know God. And the gospel is hid from you.
All right.
Hebrews 4 and 2. Read it.
For unto us
what?
Was the gospel preached, as well as unto them.
Wait a minute. Talking about Israel of old. And most of the preachers that they tell you the gospel came after Jesus came. And it's the gospel is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or they brought the gospel. The gospel is God's word.
Yes, it is.
And it was preached
unto them
as well as unto them. But the word.
But the word preached.
It's the word.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is the word.
All right.
Read it again.
But the word preached.
For unto us
was the gospel preached.
What?
As well as unto them.
It was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word, because that's what the gospel is.
Yes.
The word preached what?
Preached did not profit them.
What?
Not being mixed with faith.
It didn't have faith mixed with it, because when God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, if you believe that, you shouldn't have any gods before God. If you believe thou shalt not covet, you should not be coveting, because that's the action that you have faith.
Yes. All right.
Faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10.
All right.
10 and 16. Let's go there.
Yes.
So many churchgoers don't know what the gospel is, and it's because of these jackleg preachers that don't know God. And the saga continues when you listen to them.
Yes.
And take up the spirit they have. As the Lord said, you go compare sea and land and make one proselyte. One more scribe and Pharisee like you. One more reverend like you. One more Baptist like you.
Yes.
One more Presbyterian like you. But what about holiness?
That's right.
Romans 10:16, what does it say?
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Talking about those of old again. in the days of Elijah and Isaiah. What?
For Esaias saith, Lord,
what?
Who hath believed our report?
Because all of the prophets' report was the word that God gave them to tell the people, what thus saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's always been what God requires. It's yet the same thing today.
Yes.
We only got one Lord back then and now. What?
So then, faith cometh by
now,
hearing.
To have faith in God, you must hear God's word and put it in action.
Yes.
To believe God's word is fine, but it's dead if you don't have the works to go with the faith.
Yes.
Faith cometh by hearing what?
And hearing by the word of God.
Hearing by the word of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to 1 John 2 and 7.
All right.
So many churchgoers, it's very plain what the word is, and you have to rightly divide the word. There are many laws on the books from the days of old. Natural laws, laws that govern, and laws that were given as a token to God's people. But then there's God's divine law, his word, which never changes. 1 John 2 and 7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment.
Now what? This old commandment is what?
Which ye had from the beginning.
Because the scripture says, in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
The old commandment is the word.
Mm-hmm.
So if the word was God and was with God, that means the commandment is God.
All right.
That's like one and one is two.
Yes.
But an old
commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
You've heard this from the beginning.
Yes.
The word. Read it again. Brethren.
Uh-huh. Brethren.
What?
I write no new commandment
everyone
unto you.
Everyone hearing my voice. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to what the scripture is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I write no new commandment unto you.
But an old commandment.
But an old commandment.
Which he had from the beginning.
Which he had from the beginning of time. What?
The old commandment.
The old commandment. What?
Is the word.
Is the word. Which is the gospel.
Yes.
Which is law.
All right.
What?
Is the word which ye have heard.
You heard it?
From the beginning.
From the beginning. Let's go to James 1 and 21.
All
How
right.
beautiful is that? And if you love God's word, you love what the scripture is saying, because those that wrote it were moved by the old commandment to write it.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by God. Isn't that beautiful? James 1 and 21. What does it say?
Wherefore
what?
Lay apart all filthiness.
What?
And superfluity of naughtiness.
Now wait a minute. How can you lay aside all if you cannot help but sin? So that's why Jesus came, because he know you couldn't do this. You're a liar.
All right.
The scriptures say lay apart all filthiness. What?
And superfluity.
Superfluity
of
naughtiness. What?
And receive with meekness.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying. Receive with meekness.
The engrafted word.
What?
Which is able to save your soul.
I've heard the scriptures say, can nobody save you but Jesus? That is true. But Jesus is the word.
All right.
Which means he's the commandment.
Yes.
Because having no other gods before God is what he stands for. He said, my father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. This is when judgment begins, when you bring the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Read.
But be ye doers of
but
the word.
Be ye doers of the word. Now, again, it's the engrafted word. It's able to save you if you do it.
All right. But not hearers only.
Not just hearers only. Because that's having faith without works.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe Jesus died for my sins. But to obey the word, I can't do that. I'm not able to do that. I don't practice breaking the law or transgressing God's word. But I can't help it. And Jesus knew that. He did know that. He knows it now. And he knows if you don't obey it, you're not going nowhere.
All right.
You the one don't know that. These jackleg preachers don't know that.
That's right.
Some and some do and won't tell you that, because you'll walk out, because so many don't love God.
That's right.
And not hearers only.
And not hearers only what?
Deceiving your own self.
What does the 25th verse say?
Uh-huh. But whoso.
Whoso.
Looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the word. Yet the word. It's law.
Yes.
It's the commandment. It's the gospel. It's also the cross of Christ that we all should pick up.
Mm-hmm. And continue it.
In other words, you look into the perfect law and you begin to continue it. What?
Continueth therein.
What?
He being not a forgetful hearer.
What?
But a doer of the work.
Because this is the work that we must do to work out our soul salvation. Mm-hmm. Work out coveting. Lying and stealing and committing adultery and dishonoring the father and mother and forgetting the Sabbath. Work that out of your life and begin to obey God, being doors of the word. Read St. James 2, 2 and 17, what does it say?
2 and 17.
Even so faith. What?
If it hath not worked.
What is it?
Is dead.
It's dead.
Being alone.
Alone. And so many believe that Jesus died for your sins, but you won't obey his word. Read.
Yea, a man may say,
what?
Thou hast faith, and I have works.
What?